Today, our friend Tom McAvity has joined us again, and he's going to share with us something that I had no idea about that Chapter 13 could do, and I bet it will surprise you too. Tom, thank you so much for joining us again on This Needs to Be Said. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. See, I got your name right. I did it.
You did.
Yay. All right, we're going to talk about Chapter 13 on today, and there's something surprising that you're going to share with us as well, but I'm going to go ahead and turn the conversation over to you about how Chapter 13 can turn things around for an individual who needs to get back on track. And you said something about them getting their driver's license back, so I need to hear more about this.
Oh, yeah, that's a little understood element of Chapter 13. Is that it can be an incredibly effective tool for getting a driver's license back. Obviously, most of our clients are more interested in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, often because they think a Chapter 13 bankruptcy means that they're going to have to pay all their creditors back. And, of course, far from it, most of our clients who do file Chapter 13 end up paying back, you know, maybe pennies or dimes on the dollar, rather than what they actually owe. But one of the nicer elements of Chapter 13 that Chapter 7 does not offer is for standard kind of, an oversimplification, but it's basically true, for your standard run-of-the-mill tickets, your parking tickets, your minor infraction tickets, non-criminal stuff, like not a DUI or or anything like that, but just, your run-of-the-mill tickets that most of us incur. I'm embarrassed to say I myself have gotten a few of them over the years. But what Chapter 13 will enable you to do is where your license has been suspended for failure to pay those tickets, and that happens to a lot of our clients. Those tickets rack up interest and penalties, and many people, much as they would like to pay those tickets back, can't, and they end up getting their licenses suspended. And Chapter 13 will almost always enable the Chapter 13 filer to go back to the DMV and get their license back shortly after filing, even though they haven't really paid anything back yet to those tickets, if at all, and maybe they're not going to end up paying back really much of anything back at all. But the Chapter 13 filing enables them to get that license back. The hindrance to getting their license, which is the non-payment, is removed as an issue, and that enables them to get the license back. And, for a lot of our clients, having a driver's license is the difference between working and not working, and eating and not eating for their families. So not many people know about it, and unfortunately, a lot of people will just sit there with licenses for months, if not years on end, and end up getting other driving while suspended, or driving without a license, and, because they don't know that they can simply get this Chapter 13 filed and get that license back. So it's something I wish more people knew about, and it's certainly something that's not available in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So it's often an advantage to filing Chapter 13.
That is awesome to know. Our conversations with you are to help people understand that bankruptcy is not a bad word. And the more I talk with you, the more we learn that there's so much else in here other than wiping the slate clean. I think of wiping the slate clean, it's just like, okay, we're just getting rid of those bills. But I would not have ever thought about, being able to do anything other than start at zero. I didn't think about getting a license back or restoring myself. It just never automatically came up as a good thing, and it's like it would be a whisper if somebody had to file bankruptcy. And, if you found out about it, you may find out by accident, and something had to happen, like they went to apply for something and they didn't get it, and they say it was because I had a bankruptcy on there. When did you get a bankruptcy? And it may not have been for the bankruptcy, what I'm learning, that they did not get approved for, but that is what we believe. So you have shown us a lot there. So filing Chapter 13 has lots of benefits for someone needing to get situated again. And what better way of being able to restore your license, you know, and granted, what we've said here is there are particular things that it will allow you to restore your license from. So if you have unpaid, you know, tickets that you just didn't have the money for, now with restructuring things, you will have the money to get your license back. So now you're driving and you're really able to get back on your feet with a fresh start. So
exactly.
is a huge, huge wow and aha moment for me. And I'm saying this jokingly, but it almost makes me want to go out and file bankruptcy. I'm not in trouble, but somehow I'd have to call
you.
Yeah, it makes
me want
to get
file
in trouble.
Too. Yeah, no, I know what
you mean. Wow. I want you to tell people, how can they get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said?
Well, I think the best way to do is call one of our offices, and they can call, you know, our Portland office at 503-232-5303, the Seattle office at 674-4559, and our Vancouver office at 360-828-0110. And our appointment setters there are super. There's Shane and Chantel, and either one of them would be more than willing to set either an in-person appointment, a phone appointment, and now we're even doing video appointments where, you know, people get so busy these days, can be hard to find the time to go to a lawyer's office, especially for married people, you know, two jobs, maybe childcare as well. Trying to coordinate visiting a lawyer, you know, on your off hours can be, well, it can get complex in a hurry. I have to admit, you know, getting my wife and I to any one place with two jobs and a kid, not easy.
Right.
It requires,
right.
You know, and who wants to think that much about getting to a lawyer's office? So what we've started offering are video appointments where I can meet with people from there. They can sit at their home, look at their computer, and over the internet, we can do a video appointment that's every bit as valuable, I think, as someone coming in. So we like to offer both. You know, some people like to just to come in, and that's great, and we're happy to do it that way. But for those who are a little more challenged in terms of, you know, their ability and resources to come in, we offer the video appointments, which I think can be super helpful. And from what I understand, we're the only firm that offers those.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. I've heard of some doctor's offices starting to offer that. But especially for someone who shouldn't be driving because they don't have their license. Excellent.
Right. You know, I hadn't even thought of that, but exactly right. I mean, we're trying to get someone's license back in some cases, and we're asking them to drive to our office, which isn't super. So, yeah, that video appointment can be real helpful in that case.
Right on time. Awesome. I want to say thank you so much for being here with us on today. And until next time, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. It's nice talking to you this morning.